Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two police officers shot in Louisville. We have the story.
COVID clusters are making the list again in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County Commissioners will wait 2 weeks to take up a proclamation aimed at opening up long-term care facilities to visitors. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 78 for the high in Wichita. Today, quite a bit warmer and even hot weather expected this weekend. Our complete forecast is on the way.
Police investigating a shooting this morning in southwest Wichita. Just before 4 a.m., officers called to a quick trip at Harry and Seneca, where they found a shooting victim, possibly with serious injuries. No more information was immediately available. Interim Louisville, Kentucky Police Chief Robert Schroeder says two officers came under attack by a gunman.
Two of our officers were shot. Both officers are currently undergoing treatment at University Hospital. One is in alert and stable. The other officer is currently undergoing surgery and stable.
Police say both officers are expected to survive. A suspect is in custody. The incident happened during protests against Kentucky grand jury's decision to bring no murder charges against Louisville police for Breonna Taylor's death. Nearly 100 people arrested in Louisville overnight. The president spoke Wednesday about the status of a coronavirus vaccine.
President Trump says four vaccines are in the final stage of trials, Johnson & Johnson being the latest to announce. At the briefing, he says this comes at a time when flu cases can cause confusion.
The flu can get mixed up with the virus, and people can think it's the virus when actually it's another flu season coming on. And I don't know, it's... I hope they can keep them separate.
The president says the flu vaccine procurement has been increased and urged Americans during this COVID pandemic to get their flu shots as soon as possible. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Sedgwick County is reporting 42 new COVID-19 cases since Tuesday. The positivity rate has dropped to 4.8%. Kansas Health Department says 21 people have died since Monday in the state, bringing the total COVID-19 deaths to 621, with more than 1,200 new cases. The state of Kansas once again reporting where COVID clusters are showing up.
KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says the data shows not only where the clusters are, but what kind of locations the virus is spreading in, and provides information for anyone who has been to a cluster area.
If a person went to one of the locations within the last 14 days, maybe they pay a little bit more attention to their health, don't ignore right off those symptoms. If they aren't feeling well, they seek health care and ask to be tested and treated.
Locations are removed from the list if they drop below 5 cases over a 2-week period. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police have arrested a suspect in a homicide Tuesday morning on Wichita's west side. Lieutenant Christian Corey says 22-year-old Christian Wolford was arrested after a traffic stop in southeast Wichita. He's held in the killing of 42-year-old Jeremy Hutchins. Lieutenant Corey says officers responded to a report of shots fired Tuesday morning in the 500 block of North Edwards.
The investigation revealed that Hutchins met Wolford in the 2700 block of West Newell Street to make a property transaction. While he was seated in the exterior, a disturbance occurred between the two, and Wolford shot Hutchins. He also shot the 28-year-old female in the vehicle, but she was not injured. This was not a random incident. Additionally, Wolford has passed felony conviction and is currently on parole through the Kansas Department of Corrections.
Wolford is held on charges of second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and criminal possession of a firearm. The Sedgwick County Commission defers a vote on a proclamation that would ask long-term care facilities and hospitals to review their visitation policies.
Commissioner Jim Howell acknowledged some facilities have recently started allowing visitors after closing their doors months ago due to the coronavirus. He says for those who haven't amended their policies, something has to change.
And the loneliness and the depression has a real toll on their health. And we say we care about people. This is a very important topic. We talk about the quantity of life, but we should be talking about the quality of life as well.
Chairman Pete Meitzner made a substitute motion to defer the vote until the next meeting on October 7th to allow the commission and county staff time to rework the proclamation. That vote passed unanimously. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted Dow, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals once again with the St. Louis Cardinals last night at Kauffman Stadium, and we'll tell you all about what happened coming up in sports.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson, who has steadfastly refused to require residents to wear masks, has tested positive for the coronavirus. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted Dow, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Missouri Governor Mike Parson, a Republican who has steadfastly refused to require residents to wear masks, has tested positive for the coronavirus. His office confirmed the positive test Wednesday. Parson was tested after his wife, Teresa, tested positive earlier Wednesday. Teresa Parson had experienced mild symptoms, including a cough and nasal congestion. Governor Parson postponed several events through the remainder of the week. Expanded mail-in voting is leading to more ballots being rejected. Fox's Eric Shawn has more on this story.
It turns out that one of the major reasons mail-in ballots are rejected is that voters make mistakes. In Pennsylvania, voters receive two envelopes. One, the so-called secrecy envelope, to put their ballot in. That goes in the envelope they mail. But some voters forget to use both. So now there's a push to skip the secrecy envelope and count votes without one anyway. Other battleground states have also been given reprieves. In Wisconsin, a federal judge extended the deadline to 6 days after the election for absentee ballots to be received. And a Michigan judge went even further, 2 weeks longer, for ballots postmarked by Election Day.
Mail-in ballot rejections come as states prepare for what could be record voter turnout in the November presidential election. Can a person's love of sweets prove to be deadly? Apparently, yes.
Doctors say a man's love of black licorice cost him his life. The New England Journal of Medicine reports a 54-year-old Massachusetts construction worker died after eating a bag and a half of black licorice every day for several weeks leading up to his death. Massachusetts General Hospital Dr. Neil Butala says even a small amount of licorice can increase blood pressure, and a chemical in black licorice can lower potassium levels and affect heart rhythm. The man apparently switched from red twist to black licorice in the weeks before his death last year. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning here in the Wichita area, traffic conditions, well, we've got some fog in the area, and visibility now at Eisenhower National Airport listed at 6 miles, so it's getting worse in some places. Just something to be aware of out there this morning. Make sure to keep those high beams on as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday again this morning. A little bit of fog out there, right?
Yeah, and some of that just now developing. You know, we've been talking about the potential for some patchy fog out there all morning long. And it looks like things have been okay, really, honestly, up until maybe about 15, 20, 30 minutes ago. We were up to a 10-mile visibility, which is, you know, of course, the best. But just recently, not too long ago, dipping down to that 6-mile range. So, yeah, just something that we just need to be on the lookout for this morning. It may slow us down, at least in spots, but not expecting too many weather worries on our road to the weekend. So today, even though it's cool out there now, we do have a warmer day ahead. 85 degrees for a high, getting back above average. Mostly sunny skies, too. There may still be a little bit of haze out there, but I don't think it'll be as significant as what we've been seeing over the last week or so. South winds, 8 to 18. Overall light, may kick up the occasional breeze out there. And then skies staying clear and dry all the way through tonight as we dip down to the low 60s with a light south wind at 5 to 15. Friday, though, the hottest day of the week, 91 for a high. So even though we're officially into the fall season, talking about the return of 90s. It's also going to be a gusty day, at least at times, as winds pick up to 10 to 25. And then those winds staying strong through the weekend. Cold front comes through, getting us down into the 80s Saturday and Sunday. More potent cold front comes through Monday into Tuesday, though, dipping us down to 74. May even see some 60s for highs up to the north, but it does look like these two cold fronts, they're going to come through dry, so our lawns, our gardens going to continue to have to be patient for any kind of moisture out there. Right now, 53 degrees with that fog, possibly even a little bit of mist out there, 6 mile visibility with a light south wind at 6 miles an hour. All temperature right. 53.
All right, thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Hey, the Monarch back open for dine-in 7 days a week. With limited seating inside and on the patio, the Monarch in Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can also listen to us online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. Tell your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. There's another way. A lot of ways you can listen to Steve and Ted and Wichita's number one talk. Had a mostly cloudy day with mild temperatures across south-central Kansas. Wednesday, Wichita's high temperature is 78 degrees, normal high for the date 79. On this date, this is September 24th, on this date in 1972, lightning struck and killed a man in Waldport, Oregon, when he was carrying 35 sticks of dynamite. An unfortunate, very unfortunate situation.
Wow.
35 sticks, wow. Yeah, it's the only thing you could say. On this date in 1955, President Dwight D. Eisenhower suffered a heart attack while on vacation in Denver. That was during his first term. And he did recover and, of course, ran for president and won again in 1956 and served out his term and then lived for quite a few years after that. But Eisenhower picked up the smoking habit when he got in the Army and basically he at one point was smoking three packs of, I think it was Camels. He was smoking three packs a day during the during all the trouble or all the war that was going on, World War II in Europe. He was doing three packs a day. I'm sure he had to quit that after a while. He liked to do that. He liked to play golf, and he liked to play bridge. And one thing you may not notice, or maybe you haven't noticed about Eisenhower, look at some of the photos. I have read that Dwight Eisenhower really liked a nice, well-tailored suit of clothes. He wore a lot of three-piece suits, and they were always good looking. And one of our heroes being one of our Kansas people, Dwight D. Eisenhower. All right, Riverfest has some problems, as so many people do. The COVID-19 impact in that Wichita Festival, Inc. is cutting a third of its staff, including the just-hired president and CEO, Ty Tabing, who started in November. Well, he's already out of a job here because of, you know, the pandemic hit. And the board of directors said we're going to cut like nine wow. positions to keep this thing going. Well, obviously, they didn't have the River Festival. They've got other activities they usually do. And so their revenue stream is down by about, well, I'd say about 90%, but sure. probably more than that.
Yeah.
So there's no money coming in at all to keep the staff going. And gosh, we hope for the best that they will be back and up and running next year. But Ty, if you're listening this morning, thank you for coming to Wichita and investing some, you know, your time and your efforts and your thoughts and visions and whatever. And
bad luck that it happened the way it did.
Yeah,
wow.
Just some very bad luck there. But River Festivals, of course, we missed the River Festivals this year because of the pandemic, and we missed the start of the surge season. We're hoping that everything is going to be, hoping everything's going to be back to close to normal next year. But for right now, we're just dealing with this thing day in and day out. 716, Steve and Ted. By the way, the KNSS radio airing the Wichita Open with Mike Kennedy this Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
1 p.m. to 5 p.m. They got a four-hour coverage there. 1 to 5 Saturday, the Wichita Open with Mike Kennedy.
That's going to tee off in 4 minutes from now, by the way.
They're already going, but this is what we're talking about here.
Saturday. Well, from now they'll be going.
Talking about the broadcast that Mike's going to do. But,
right.
It's going to be a little different, but not. I don't think that much from Mike. I mean, just won't be any people around. Just him and calling the golf match out there.
Yep.
Because they're not allowing any spectators in.
And that's too bad. That is actually a good spectator event that we have here in Wichita every year.
Another great event, yeah.
It's a beautiful course to be on, and it's a lot of fun to go out there and watch the golfers. And people just aren't going to be able to do that this year, but you can still tune in on KFH. And, of course, that's the later rounds, like you were saying.
Right.
It is teeing off in about 3 minutes from now. The first round is.
The beauty is that these are golfers who are young pros on the way up, and a lot of them we hear about.
Later on in the PGA, yeah.
All right, 7:18 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. It is time for sports this morning with Jad Chambers. Jad?
Well, in sports, we'll start with the Kansas City Royals. It was interesting. Yesterday, they made some moves. They placed outfielder Bubba Starling and a right-handed pitcher Kyle Zimmer on the injured list. They recalled right-hander Jacob Junis, and they returned left-hander Mike Montgomery and outfielder Franchy Cordero from rehab assignments, and that was all before the game that they played versus St. Louis that you heard last night over on KFH 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Would those moves pay off? Well, in the case of Franchy Cordero, absolutely.
Here's the pitch. He swings, hits it high in the air, deep to right center field. That's a way back, and that ball is long gone. A home run into the fountains in right, and the Royals are blowing out the St. Louis Cardinals. They lead it 9-1. Franchy Cordero with his first home run as a Kansas City Royal.
Yep. Franchy Cordero hits his first home run as a Kansas City Royal, but it wouldn't be the last home run he'd hit that night.
And Salvador Perez got him twice. Here's a pitch and a drive to center field. This is a long shot, and this one is going to be gone. So a two-home run game for Franchy Cordero. He's flexing his muscles. Two homers by Perez, two homers by Cordero.
Yeah. I didn't even know Cordero was on the roster. He's been out injured then, right?
Yeah, he's been out for a while, but he comes back and hits his first home run as a Royal and his second home run as a Royal.
Great.
Yeah, Kansas City, well, and like you said, Salvador Perez hit two home runs as well. The Royals just pummeled the Cardinals 12-3 yesterday. They take that series 2-1, which kind of hurts St. Louis because they're still in contention for the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, things are looking a lot worse than they did before yesterday for the Cardinals, anyway. Now the Royals are going to host the Detroit Tigers in their final four games of 2020. The Royals and the Tigers tonight, first pitch of that one is at 7:05. Looking at postseason around the league, the Miami Heat, around the sports world, the Miami Heat took a 3-1 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals last night, 91-85 over Boston. The Boston will now have to fight to stave off elimination on Friday night. The LA Lakers lead the Denver Nuggets 2-1 in the Western Conference Finals. They face each other tonight. And the Stanley Cup Finals continue. The Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Dallas Stars 5-2 yesterday. And the Stanley Cup Finals continue tomorrow night. Got kind of a strange story here. It's a Chiefs-centric story. Okay. It was a surprise on Sunday when the Chiefs were suddenly facing Chargers rookie quarterback Justin Herbert instead of their starter, Tyrod Taylor. Well, we're finding out more about that incident with the report. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
Even LA Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn was surprised Sunday by Tyrod Taylor not being able to start at quarterback against the Kansas City Chiefs due to what was labeled as a chest injury.
I didn't find out anything until right after the coin toss.
Wednesday, it was revealed that a team doctor accidentally punctured Taylor's lung while administering a pain-killing injection to help him deal with cracked ribs. The injury, thankfully, is non-life-threatening, the quarterback recognizing the doctor had made a mistake. However, the NFL Players Association is now seeking a deeper look into just how Sunday's pregame activities all played out, leading to Taylor's late scratch from the game. and rookie QB Justin Herbert getting his first career start. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
That is bizarre. Wow.
Yeah, so he's got some cracked ribs, and they're hurting a bit, so they go to give him the shot, and they put it in his lung. Yeah.
Oops.
So he's out for that game.
Oops.
In fact, Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn said Taylor still isn't 100%,
wow,
and that rookie Justin Herbert is going to get his second NFL start on Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. So his team doctor is he robbed the team of their starting quarterback for two games. I don't know that you're going to have a job after that.
You know, they're going to waive his copay on that call.
Yee. It's a terrible one.
You bet.
Well, sticking with the NFL, we've got Thursday night football tonight. Florida foes facing off as we kick off week three of the NFL season. It's tonight. The Miami Dolphins, not too far away from home, facing Jacksonville. And you can hear that over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM, Thursday night football tonight at 7 o'clock. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Deadly blazes in California. What is the government's role? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.